Hello everyone. As said, my name is Rémi Durafort. I'm a principal tech lead at Linaro. I've been working on open source project for a long time now, and I've been at FOSDEM for many years now. It's not my first FOSDEM presentation. I've been working on VLC Media Player, on V8 JavaScript Engine, and I joined Linaro some years ago working on Lava and on automation and CI in general. Today I wanted to speak a bit about a really tiny project that I created some years ago, which is called KissCache. In order to present it, I have to explain why we are using KissCache in Linaro. At Linaro, we contribute a lot to the Linux kernel, and we not only by developing new stuff, drivers, and a lot of different things, but we also contribute a lot by testing the Linux kernel. We have a project called LKFT, Linux Kernel Functional Testing Project. That is, if you go to the website, it's written that the goal is to improve the Linux kernel quality on the ARM architecture, because we are Linaro, we care mainly about ARM, but not only, by performing regression testing and reporting on selected Linux kernel branches on the Android command kernel in real time. Okay, that's what is written on the website. More or less, it's a project led by Linaro. It's an automated system to build and test a set of Linux kernel trees. We mainly care about LTS, obviously, mainline and next. By contract, we have to provide a report in 48 hours. So it's quite a tight between an RC on an LTS trees. In 48 hours, we have to provide an SLA. We have to provide a report, sorry. So if you look back at 2023, we built and tested 396 different RCs, so only LTS kernels. As we also care about mainline and next, we built 2,443 different kernel commits. So that's 1.1 million builds. So 1.1 million kernels were built by the system, by LKFT. And we ran 297 million tests just in 1 year. And if you look at the Android part, Android command kernel, that's 580 million tests. The tests are running both on virtual machines, so QMU and FBP. We have a specific system where we can instantiate in the cloud many machines for running QMU and FBP. That's a stack suite service that we created. We'll not speak about it today. And we also have a physical lab, so with physical devices in Cambridge, that is managed by a tool called Lava. That's a tool that I'm running inside Linaro. So if you look at the LKFT really simplified architecture, because obviously it's way more complex than that. So as I said, we care about LTS trees, mainline and next. So we have GitLab repository that are just mirroring the different trees that we care about. And when there is changes, GitLab will pull it and will create a GitLab pipeline. The GitLab pipeline will send a set of instructions to our cloud service for building, it's called TextBuild, that will run the builds. So it will scale from 0 machine to 5,000 machine in some seconds, do the builds, shut down the machine, and then send the artifacts to an S3-like storage. So the artifact will be the kernel, the TTB, the root file system, the modules, etc. And then this artifact will be pulled by our lab in Cambridge to be tested on real devices. So in the lab in Cambridge, we have some hundreds boards, Raspberry Pis, Dragon boards, iKeys, X15, etc., etc. A lot of different boards. And at the same time, they will all pull the artifacts, deploy them on the hardware, depending on what kind of hardware you have, run the test, and then report back. And obviously, everything run in parallel and done only from the same storage. So our CI system, as I said, will build and test artifacts, LDTB, RAMDIS, modules, etc. And for each kernel, DTB and root file system, they are reused multiple times, because when we have one commit from the kernel, we'll build it for multiple architectures. We'll build it for x86, ARMv7, ARMv8, ARMv9, PPC, SH4, MIPS, etc., etc. Then for each architecture, we'll have multiple configuration. I want to build with some Virtio specific configuration. I want to build in debug, in release, etc., etc. And then for each configuration, so for each commit architecture configuration, I will run a set of tests. So KSelf test, KUnit, libgpiod, LTP, etc., etc. Considering that LTP, for example, is broken into 20 different test suites, that will be 20 different test jobs because it takes a lot of time to run. So the CI system will run a lot of different jobs, of test jobs, that will actually pull the same artifacts all the time. Which means that in the network, on the network in the lab in Cambridge, we have a lot of network usage and a lot of duplication. We are re-downloading always the same artifacts. So that's normally a really simple things to solve. You just add caching. So just I'm really adding that because that's important. Our system, our CI system, the Lava workers, will download multiple times the same artifacts at the same time in parallel. So if you look for a caching proxy in the open source community, you will obviously find that Squid is the main caching proxy, and it's a perfectly good one. It's really, really working well. So you should just install that on our network, point all the workers to it, and it should work. Short answer, the answer is no, it's not working, just because of for the two reasons above. So, and also for another reason, this one. All our artifacts, as I said, are published in an S3-like bucket. They are somewhere in the cloud. So obviously, if you want to download them, you will download over HTTPS. You will not download a random binary from internet and run it in your cloud, in your local lab for testing. Not something that you will do. So we have to validate, so we use HTTPS to be sure that what we're downloading is what we're expecting. At least we are trusting the software. But when you have, when you add a Squid proxy in the connection, it will not work well with HTTPS. That's written in the Squid, Squid documentation. You can make it work, but it's not easy. The main problem is that as an HTTP client, when you connect to a website over HTTPS, you're expecting to get a certificate, and connection will be encrypted with the certificate, and the certificate, you have to trust it. When you add Squid in the middle, Squid will have to connect on your behalf to the server. So the connection between Squid and the website is encrypted correctly. The SSL certificate written by the website is a legit one, so it will work. But when Squid will have to decrypt the content to cache it and then re-encrypt it to send it back to you, it does not have the private certificate from the website, obviously. You don't have the private certificate of google.com on your machine, so you cannot re-encrypt the traffic. So Squid will need to have its own SSL certificate, and it will encrypt the traffic with its own SSL certificate. And you will obviously not trust it. You will not trust your local Squid proxy to sign something from google.com or AWS or any website or Linux Foundation. So when the HTTP client receives the custom SSL certificate, it will just say, no, I don't trust you. There is a workaround, and it's written in the Squid documentation, obviously, which is create a wildcard certificate, which is a certificate that will be valid for absolutely every website on the planet, every DNS. So it's kind of a dangerous SSL certificate. And you can install it on every of your HTTP clients. It's possible, but it's really crappy, honestly. That's the first problem. The second problem, and that there is no way to work around it, is that when Squid, when you try to download multiple times the same artifact in Squid, so, for example, you have two connections downloading the same rootfs. Squid will download it twice and stream it back to the clients at the same time. And when its download is finished, then the third connection will have a cached version. But as long as it's not cached locally, it will re-download from the start. And as I said before, our system is by design running everything in parallel. So it's often the case that we have multiple downloads of the same artifact at the exact same time. So when using Squid, it was just not caching anything. Sorry. So that's why we created Keys Cache. So Keys stands for Keep It Simple, Stupid. It's a pretty simple and stupid caching service. But the main features that it has are exactly what we need for a CI system. It allows to cache HTTPS resources without any hacks or anything. It allows to download only once, even if you have multiple clients, and they will be all get a stream back, the stream of data back. And the reason why it's working for both cases is that it's not a transparent proxy. So it's not your client that will know from an environment variable that it has to go through a proxy. Instead, you have to prefix your URLs. So if you want to access example.com/rootfs.x4, for example, you have to prefix it by your Qiskash instance. So even if you're downloading over for HTTPS, your clients know that it go to Qiskash and not example.com, so that it's expecting a certificate from Qiskash, not from the original website. That's the first reason. And Qiskash also, we made it so it knows how to stream back to multiple clients the same content. Fun thing, we also added a lot of automatic retries inside the Qiskash backends. So if for any reason, and it happens a lot, the connection between your network and the S3 like bucket breaks, and it often breaks, honestly, Qiskash backend will automatically retries. This is a list of HTTP codes that we are retrying automatically. And it will also, so when it's retrying, it retry up to 50 times over a period of 2 hours because we add exponential backups. So sometime a download will actually take 2 hours and 50 retries just because the S3-like bucket is just sometime a bit buggy to answer. We also added partial download, which when you have a retry, if the HTTP server knows how to do that, we only download the remaining content, not from the start. And the good thing is that with the automatic retries, the client will never see that there is a broken connection. Because from the client to Qiskash, the connection is kept alive. It's only the backend that sees the network issues. So it has been in production for 3.5 years. It downloaded 32 terabytes of data from internet and served 1.6 petabytes of data locally, just for a really small, tiny software, which is an expansion ratio of 51 times. So we divided the network usage by 51 just by having a small working proxy. It also improved a lot of stability thanks to the automatic retries. I said up to 50 retries, which is insane. And it also lowered a lot the S3 egress cost because you have to pay for egress in the cloud. When you, for 1.6 petabyte of data, that's a lot of money. So, yeah, we saved around 150k of euros just by having a local proxy. Just because I have just 2 minutes, a look at the global architecture of the service. It's just a Django application with a celery backend. So you have a reverse proxy, Nginx. It can be any reverse proxy, in fact, that will receive an HTTP connection. It will send that to JUnicorn, which is a Django runtime. The Django will see if the we look at the database Postgres, to know if the artifact has been downloaded already or not. If it's the case, it will then look at the file system and just give that back to Nginx, saying, please send that to the client, and I'm done with it. If it's not already downloaded, it will send a message to Redis that will spawn a celery task that will actually do the download and retry in the backend. And it's done only once, and it's then saving it to the file system, appending to a file, byte by byte. And at the same time, the JUnicorn process just reads the file on the file system and sends the bytes where they're available, and that's all, waiting for the file to be just finished. And if a second or third of many different users arrive for the same file, then they will just reuse what is already available on the file system and wait for the download to finish, and that's all. That's all. It's pretty simple and efficient, and it's been a really good use for us. And it might be useful for your CI system. So if you have any question, I will be here after the talk. Thanks a lot.